Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, this is Sam.
In today's lesson, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest hit movies in Taiwan last year. It wasn't The Hobbit Part 2, Thor 2, or Pacific Rim though. It was a movie about Taiwan.
哦，今天我们要来讨论一下去年台湾最火红的电影之一哦。诶，不是哈比人，也不是雷神索尔。嗯，你猜到了吗？
I'm sure most of you have seen Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above. Did you see it, Sam?
Actually, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really cool, right?
Yeah.
今天的主题就是要讨论去年拿到金马奖的纪录片《看见台湾》。
Yeah, some really beautiful views, okay? In today's lesson, we're going to talk about the movie itself, but we're also going to find out more about the person who created it.齐柏林。
OK, 今天啊，除了讨论这部电影之外哦，我们还要来认识一下这位导演齐柏林哦。
So, let's start with the movie and find out how it affected people in Taiwan and overseas.
OK, 那我们就先来认识一下这部电影吧。
An Eye in the Sky.
When Portuguese sailors passed by the island of Taiwan in 1544, they could not help but exclaim, Ilha Formosa. It means beautiful island. However, Taiwan's beauty is at risk now. To express concern about this issue, filmmaker Chi Po Lin recorded the island by flying over it. He named his documentary Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above.In this film, Chi gave a bird's eye view of Taiwan's natural beauty. He wanted to show how people change and damage the landscape. His purpose is to make people think twice about their behavior and what they have done to the land. The movie was a roaring success and won Best Documentary Film at the 50th Golden Horse Awards.
Pass by. Pass by. Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket. Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket. Concern. Concern. Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school.Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school. Damage. Damage. Damage, damaged, damaged. Kobe Bryant damaged his knee during the game. Kobe Bryant damaged his knee during the game. Behavior. Behavior.Scientists study the difference between the behavior of humans and monkeys. Scientists study the difference between the behavior of humans and monkeys.
The article begins. When Portuguese sailors passed by the island of Taiwan in 1544, they could not help but exclaim,Ilha Formosa! Wow. So let's start with the word Portuguese, which is spelled P-O-R-T-U-G-U-E-S-E, Portuguese. And that just means someone from Portugal, P-O-R-T-U-G-A-L, Portugal.
OK, 我们先来看看这个单词 Portuguese, 它是从 Portugal 这个名词而来的。Portugal 呢就是欧洲的葡萄牙这个国家，而 Portuguese 形容词的意思就是葡萄牙的。所以呢，课文一开头，当这些葡萄牙的水手 Portuguese sailors 在1544年哦经过台湾的时候呢，他们惊叹到，哇 ,Ilha Formosa!
Yeah, so these Portuguese sailors passed by Taiwan. To pass by means to go past a person, place, vehicle, or something else. In this case, the sailors passed by a place, and that place was Taiwan.
Okay, pass by 这个片语哦，意思是经过，可以呢是一个人、一个地方、一台车，或是所有任何东西哦，你从旁边经过就是 pass by。在课文中呢，是这些、葡萄牙水手他们经过了台湾这个地方。
We could also say, Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket. Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket.
OK, 例句。妈妈呢在经过超市的时候呢帮我们买了牛奶。
When they passed by Taiwan, they could not help but exclaim, Ie Formosa! Now, before we find out what that means, though, I expect you know, let's look at the word exclaim, which is E-X-C-L-A-I-M, exclaim. And it means to cry out suddenly in surprise or strong emotion or even in pain. So you could exclaim, I just won the lottery! That would be surprise and happiness.
Okay, 刚刚 Pat 提到这个 could not help, but...那我们要了解一下这个用法，我们先来看一下英文快译通。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Eunice。你们也跟 Eunice 一样很爱小动物吗？尤其是狗狗哦。每次我在路上看到可爱的小狗狗，都会忍不住跑过去看它，还会问主人可不可以摸它，然后就在那边跟狗狗讲话，玩了好几分钟，玩到忘我，身边的人都会觉得我很奇怪，但是我就是忍不住嘛。好啦，其实今天 A Plus 快译通的句型就是要教大家如何表达禁不住、忍不住，像是我刚刚开头说到的。每次我在路上看到可爱的狗狗都会忍不住跑过去，就可以说 Whenever I see a cute dog on the street, I just can't help but run to it. Whenever I see a cute dog on the street, I just can't help but run to it. 句子中的 can't help but 意思就是禁不住、忍不住。忍不住做什么事情就在 but 后面加上原形动词。那我们也可以用 can't help 表示，但是注意哦，后面的动词就要加动名词 V-I-N-G。 所以刚刚的例句我就可以改成 Whenever I see a cute dog on the street, I just can't help running to it. Whenever I see a cute dog on the street, I just can't help running to it. 句型中的 can't 可以用 cannot 代换。那如果你所叙述的事情发生在过去，助动词 can't 就必须改成 couldn't 或 could not。举个例子好啦，例如前阵子我去看了一部阐述台湾动物收容所内惨况的一部电影，叫做《十二夜》的时候，我忍不住哭了出来呢。我就可以说 ，During the movie Twelve Nights, I couldn't help but cry. During the movie Twelve Nights, I couldn't help but cry. 又或者有时候我们看到自己暗恋的男生或者是女生的时候呢，都会禁不住脸红、心跳、手心冒汗。这时候我们就可以说 I just can't help myself 或者是 I just can't help it 来表示我就是情不自禁嘛。另外类似的句型像是 have no choice but to do something 就是不得不做什么事情的意思，例如说 I have no choice but to stay up late because I have a big test to prepare for. I have no choice but to stay up lateBecause I have a big test to prepare for. 意思就是我不得不熬夜，因为我要准备一个很重要的考试。现在大家知道禁不住的英文怎么说吗？是不是很简单呢？赶快来现学现卖吧！拜拜。
OK， 来看一下单字 exclaim。当你惊喜、惊讶、发出尖叫，这些就叫做 exclaim， 惊叹或者喊叫。这可能是很痛啊，或者很惊吓，或者是像刚刚 Pat 说他乐透中奖了，很高兴哦，很爽，都可以用这个 exclaim。
So let's find out about the Portuguese words Ilha Formosa. It means beautiful island, and I expect you knew that, right?
Yeah, of course. 课文解释说，葡萄牙文 Ilha Formosa 说的呢就是美丽之岛，这个我们身为台湾人再熟悉不过了吧。
So on with the article. However, Taiwan's beauty is at risk now. If something is at risk, it is in danger. For example, some animals are at risk of dying out.
At risk 呢说的就是 in danger, 有危险有风险。刚刚的例句呢有一些动物有这个 dying out, 死光光也就是绝种的危险。所以啊就知道课文原句的意思就是说台湾的美丽现在有危险咯。
We could talk about why Taiwan is at risk, but right now we're going to look at what someone did about this risk.To express concern about this issue, filmmaker Chi Po Lin recorded the island by flying over it.
Wow. 所以啊为了表示呢他对这个台湾环境议题的担心哦导演齐柏林呢他就从上空哦记录了这个岛屿。
Now, if you have a concern, C-O-N-C-E-R-N, concern about something, you have a feeling of worry.About something important. The word can be a noun, or also a verb, or even the adjective concerned, like I am concerned about my future.
Okay, concern 这个单词哦，担忧、担心、关切，很类似我们熟悉的 worry。这个单词呢，可以当名词，也可以当动词，或者是像刚刚 Pat 说到，加上 ed 变成形容词。例如说刚刚的例句，它意思就是说我很担心呢我的未来。
So here's a sentence with concern. Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school.Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school.
这个例句的意思呢就是啊妈妈很担心呢很担心什么我在学校成绩很差。
So Chi Po Lin was concerned about the issue of pollution. An issue, spelled I-S-S-U-E, issue, is an important topic or problem for debate or discussion.For example, education or politics.
Okay, 课文这边呢就说到齐柏林很担心台湾环境污染这个 issue. Issue 的意思呢就是议题的意思哦。比方说像是刚刚提到教育或是政治哦，这些关于这些领域呢很重要的主题 topic 可以就是一个 issue 一个议题。
Of course, most of you will have seen the film, and I'm sure you know.He named his documentary Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above. A documentary is a film or television or a radio program that provides a factual report, so a true report on a particular subject.
OK, 导演齐柏林呢就把这部纪录片哦命名为看见台湾。Documentary 就是纪录片的意思哦。它可以是呢电视、电影或者是广播都可以哦。针对一个特定的主题 provides a factual report, 一个真实的报道这个就是一个 documentary, 一个纪录片。
Yeah, gives you the facts. So let's find out more about the movie. In this film,She gave a bird's eye view of Taiwan's natural beauty. So a bird's eye view is what you would see if you were a bird flying over the land, straight down.
OK, 在电影中呢齐柏林带大家一起来看台湾的美用的是什么呢用的是一个 bird's eye view, 顾名思义鸟的眼睛鸟的视野就是中文鸟看的意思抽象鸟从上面这样直直的往下看。
He wanted to show how people change and damage the landscape. Now, if you damage, spelled D-A-M-A-G-E,damage something, you have a bad effect on something or someone in a way that makes them weaker or less successful. In this case, we mean hurting the land.
Okay, 齐柏林呢就是啊想要让大家看到人类是如何改变以及破坏这个自然景观了。Damage 这个单字哦它意思呢就是造成一个不好的影响了。例如说啊使一个什么东西变得比较虚弱也就是破坏哦伤害的意思哦。在这边讲的呢是这个人类哦来破坏这个土地。
For example, Kobe Bryant damaged his knee, during the game. Kobe Bryant damaged his knee during the game.
OK, NBA 球星哦 Kobe Bryant 他在比赛中哦他的膝盖受伤了。
Now his, that's Chi's purpose is to make people think twice about their behavior and what they have done to the land.So if you think twice, two times, about something, you hopefully, think about it and change your mind, or stop before you make a mistake.
OK, 齐柏林他的目的啊，就是希望大众可以 think twice, 想两次哦，也就是我们中文常常听到的三思而后行哦。那想什么呢？就是要想一想我们的一些行为带给台湾这块土地什么样的影响。
We also saw the word behavior, B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R, behavior. And this is the way that someone behaves, especially towards other people.So in the article, it talks about people's attitude to the land and how they hurt it by being lazy or careless.
Okay, behavior, 行为的意思哦。课文中说的行为呢，是指我们怎么对待大自然的态度，因为人类的懒散和疏忽伤害了大自然。
So we could also say scientists study the difference between the behavior of human and monkeys.Scientists study the difference between the behavior of human and monkeys.
Okay, 科学家呢研究人类和猴子行为的差异哦。
So we'll see if it really changed people's behavior, but one thing's for sure, the movie was a roaring success and won Best Documentary Film at the 50th Golden Horse Awards. So a roaring success means it's very successful.
OK, 这部电影非常的成功并且赢得第50届的金马奖最佳纪录片奖哦。Roaring success, 咆哮的成功意思就是非常成功的意思哦。
Okay, that is the end of the first part of the article. So, let's finish today's lesson.
Okay, 今天文章到这边告一段落咯，我们马上回来。
Of course, Taiwan isn't the only country that is suffering from pollution. So, what can we do to help out, Sam?
I can only think about something basic, like recycling.
Yeah.
资源回收可能可以对这个环境有所帮助。
Yeah, turning off the lights and turning off and unplugging your electric things. As long as everybody does it, it will make a huge difference. So it doesn't matter if it's a small thing, you just still have to do it.Okay, that is the end of today's article. But join us tomorrow and we'll find out more about Chi Po Lin and his ideas. So bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I'm tired of my hairstyle, so I'm thinking about getting a new cut.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。哎，眼尖的同学有没有发现 Jillian 老师我是不是有一点不一样呢？身材还是一样苗条，没有变胖啦。不一样的是，我换了一个新发型喽。为什么要换造型呢？因为我厌倦了我原本的发型，所以想要在过年后换个样子，让自己焕然一新。如果你跟我一样想要换个新造型，你可以这样说 I'm tired of my hairstyle, so I'm thinking about getting a new cut. 我厌倦了我的发型，所以我正在考虑换个新造型。句子中我们有看到一个片语 be tired of, 有厌倦、厌烦的意思。因为 of 是介系词，所以如果后面要加动词的话，必须用 V-I-N-G 来表示。我们再举个例子，I'm tired of hearing about your trip to the U.S. 意思是说，我已经厌倦听你说你去美国旅游的事情了，可以不要再讲了吗？回到我们今天的句子，最后句中还有提到 a new cut， 这里的 cut 是当名词，有修剪的意思，所以 a new cut 就是新修剪的发型，就是新造型的意思咯。最后请同学跟我们一起复习今天的句子，I'm tired of my hairstyle, so I'm thinking about getting a new cut. A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见喽，拜。
I'm tired of my hairstyle, so I'm thinking about getting a new cut.
I'm tired of my hairstyle, so I'm thinking about getting a new cut.
An eye in the sky.
When Portuguese sailors passed by the island of Taiwan in 1544, they could not help but exclaim, Ilha Formosa. It means beautiful island. However, Taiwan's beauty is at risk now. To express concern about this issue, filmmaker Chi Po Lin recorded the island by flying over it. He named his documentary Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above. In this film, Chi gave a bird's eye view of Taiwan's natural beauty. He wanted to show how people change and damage the landscape. His purpose is to make people think twice about their behavior and what they have done to the land. The movie was a roaring success and won Best Documentary Film at the 50th Golden Horse Awards.
Pass by. Pass by. Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket. Mom bought us some milk as she passed by the supermarket. Concern. Concern. Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school. Mom showed great concern about my poor grades in school. Damage. Damage. Damage, damaged, damaged. Kobe Bryant damaged his knee during the game. Kobe Bryant damaged his knee during the game. Behavior. Behavior. Scientists study the difference between the behavior of humans and monkeys. Scientists study the difference between the behavior of humans and monkeys.